WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Harris sold their first and perhaps only debate ahead of the November election on ABC.
This was my best debate. I thought it was very good.
I think that we think today was a good day, and it kind of was.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
She gained her composure, I would say, just a couple of minutes in. And she was unrelenting.
Mr. Trump has just claimed on Fox it was rigged against him. 23 years later, visitors from around the world are gathering for 9/11 remembrances. These two in Lower Manhattan.
It's really emotional to be here, actually.
It just kind of throws you back to the day it happened.
Forecasters say Hurricane Francine could power up to a Category 2 storm with up to 110-mile-an-hour winds before it makes landfall in Louisiana today. This woman lives in East Baton Rouge Parish.
I wasn't really taking it serious until now. I see it's really real.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hoppin' Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked four passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. August home sales in the region were down to levels not seen since the Great Recession. That's the recap from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors and their latest numbers. The entire seven-county region saw a 3% drop in year-to-year sales. Ozaukee County was the anomaly, seeing a 7% increase in that time period. Despite the dip, the total sales for the first 8 months of 2024 were up over last year's total. The realtors say increased interest rates played a role in the decline, but the lack of attractive listings was the main cause. With amateurs signed on for 4 years at the Baird Center, Milwaukee is now looking to book the professionals. A report in the Milwaukee Business Journal says Milwaukee is bidding to host WWE's Money in the Bank next year at the Fiserv. There had been prior reporting that the city is also interested in bringing the bigger WrestleMania event or a Royal Rumble to AmFam Field. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers start their road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your player's strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
that gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'll talk about the phenomenon of post-summer gelato. And I welcome the band Cat and the Hurricane, who will tell us all about their Midwestern tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. You hung around late last night, huh?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
You know, it really wasn't so late, man. I think it ended at about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think the actual debate portion ended just before 10.
Yeah, so your thoughts?
It was okay. I think Kamala Harris handled herself good. It wasn't the knockout blow I was necessarily hoping for, but Trump did make a fool of himself, just not as big of a fool as I would have hoped.
Well, you said he made a fool of himself. Well, so 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. You saw it. You know, he didn't have to do too much to make a fool out of himself. That's who he is, man. I mean, anybody who will go on national TV, man, and say as if he had facts that immigrants are stealing people's animals, cats and dogs, and eating them. And he's got nothing to back that up. And he says that with a straight face. And when they push back on him, he's going to argue, well, we don't have any proof. Former President Trump, there's no proof to what you say. Well, I got people who say, who said, That's what's taking place. Oh, so you just based on what somebody told you, go on national television and tell people that and mislead people that immigrants are stealing people's cats and dogs and eating them. And what is the purpose of that? I later read that Calvin, there was, you know, proof that one woman did cook a cat and eat the cat, but she's an American citizen.
Yeah, I heard about that and did a little bit of research. Yeah, it was a white American citizen, and it happened like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so, okay. So here's a man that is absolutely out of his mind. Absolutely out of his friggin' mine. You saw him? You know, not so long ago, the Republicans were excited. You know, Donald Trump had handed Joe Biden his hat. And so they were bragging about the great Donald Trump, the great debater. You know, I used to call Ronald Reagan the great debater, the great communicator. And instead, you know, you've got Donald Trump, and they were talking about, you know, how great a person he was after what happened with Joe Biden. But, man, I will clearly tell you that what he did with Joe Biden and what happened with Joe Biden was an absolute, he got destroyed. And even Republicans, Brit Hume, as respected a Republican as there is. I've watched Brit Hume for at least 30 years on Fox News. He said Donald Trump didn't, he was horrible. And then I watched Fox News afterwards and they said, well, you know, all of the different people who call in or who text in on Fox News said over 96% of the people said Donald Trump won. What were they looking at? What were they hearing? Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. There's only losers in this, and it's all of us. And today's September 11th, and we're going to talk about, you know, this ding-dong debate, and there's, you know, we should be remembering everybody that lost their lives on 9/11. I'm not saying you. I'm not, you know, but this is what we have going on. I don't know what to say. This is the best we have to run our country.
Well, I'm sorry, Julie, but... but what I saw clearly was that Kamala Harris, with what people had said about her, certainly stood up and sounded like a person who was lucid, knew what she was talking about, showed some strength. And I don't think anybody expected that from this woman. She didn't bow down. As Donald Trump has certainly bullied more people than not. And so I felt some confidence in her. You didn't see anything in her that showed that she may be a good person to lead us?
I don't have a problem with Kamala Harris. I don't think she's the most capable person to run the country. Do I have another person in mind? I really don't know, but it's not the two of them. So I just, and you know, the other thing I guess we got to just remember is we got to step back from the two personalities, these two people, because it's really about their administration, their policies, and, you know, hopefully... they do what they say they're going to do when they get in there. I mean, it's really sad because we all go to work and we work hard. We try to raise good kids. And, you know, this is what we get. It's depressing.
So let me say this to you. I am not depressed. I was more depressed when Joe Biden and people clearly stated that they wanted anybody other than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You remember that conversation, Julie? Many people said anybody but Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Joe Biden's not there anymore. Donald Trump is still there. So when people said any, both Democrats and Republicans, anybody but these two men, one of them is gone. One of them is still there. You know, and I looked at Donald Trump. This is just the truth. He looked like he was just totally confused. The very same thing that they blamed Joe Biden of at the last debate. There was, the script was flipped. And there Donald Trump was, looked totally confused, disinterested, wanted to be anywhere other than there. You know, a man who brings up people eating animals and has no way to corroborate any of that. And when they point those things out to him, he pushes back and says, well, somebody told me. Man, you're running for president of the United States. We're not looking for you to say what somebody told you. We're looking for somebody who will be able to say, this is what we found out. We've done the research. And not to just come out and say anything, Julie. The other person didn't act in that manner. She didn't just come out and say anything that came off the top of her head. There is a difference between those two people. One has already talked about her policies. The other has not. There clearly is a difference. And so, you know, I'm not going to make decisions predicated on, you know, a debate. A debate is just that. You know, people who have taken some time, in most instances, done some research, and come on and have these conversations. I get it. But it's more than that. You know, Donald Trump made statements that if Kamala Harris gets elected, Calvin, the world as we know it is going to end. And I'm like, the world as we know it is going to end. Well, there's going to be World War III. And if you pick Kamala Harris, the world's going to come to an end. Man, really? Okay. Really, Donald Trump? You really think that because this woman could be elected president of the United States, the rest of the world and the people in the world and the people in this nation are going to allow World War III to happen because you're not the president of the United States? Come on, man. What is that? Come on. Well, World War III and the world is going to come to an end. So, terrifying people. People afraid of the dark. Hey, you're adults. Why are you afraid of the dark? The boogeyman is coming. That's all he constantly talked about. The boogeyman is coming. And then people suck that up. They're coming to get you. Oh, I can't think of voting for anyone but Donald Trump because he's going to stop the boogeyman from coming. That should work for children, not for adults. But yet adults are lining up and they're afraid. Well, Donald Trump said they're coming. They're coming. What? Come on. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the debate last night. Now, again, I'm gonna be clear. It's a debate. And so people say whatever it is they want to say. But I'm just, you know, there's a major difference in what the two people were talking about. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Your thoughts on the debate. You know, last night, I can tell you that I don't remember the last time I watched a debate all the way through. That's how interested I was in the one last night. Because I had to be reassured on whether or not I believed that Kamala Harris could possibly become the president of the United States. Even though I had seen her speak and even though all of, you know, the excitement and energy around her was real, I had to be reassured myself on whether or not this woman, again, the first woman, let's understand where we are. The first woman in the history of this nation to possibly become the president of the United States. I had to weigh all of those things. Could it happen? Even though we see all of these different signs, is the nation ready for that? Is she ready for that position? And last night, I was more reassured because I didn't think she was going to be able to show the strength that she showed, even though I know her background, you know, being a prosecutor and being strong and all those things. But, man, she stood up, and she was great. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I thought she put on a master class as to how to debate a bully. She came right out, got in his face, shook his hand, looked him in his face. I don't think he knew what to do then. She was presidential. I'm not sure what Julie was talking about this morning. Kamala Harris came out and did what she needed to do. She is very presidential. She wasn't up there talking about she heard that immigrants were eating animals. I mean, he doubled down on that. He doubled down on when the moderator let him know that, no, there are no post-birth abortions. That's murder. He doubled down on it. So I'm not sure what Julie's talking about or any other conservative that may call in today and say that she didn't do a good job. She did a wonderful job. When he said the whole thing about the animals being eaten, it reminded me of, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Evan Almighty, but in there, Morgan Freeman was God. And he changed Evan's clothes at a political event. And his wife was watching on TV. And when they asked him, John Goodman asked him, who told you to build an ark?
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
His wife was saying, please don't say it, please don't say it. And he said, God. And she said, oh, no. And I'm sure that's what his people were thinking. No, he did not just say an immigrant are eating animals, and doubled down on it and said it. I heard people say it. No, that's not presidential. No, it's not. He's the laughingstock of the world.
Hey, Charles, man, thank you very much for the call. I will say this. You know, my whole, you know, interest in it was not whether or not, you know, she would win the debate. It was whether or not I could see her as presidential. Could I actually see that in her? I can't say that I saw that in her before. I mean, really, I'm just being honest with you. But I did see some signs last night, some inner strength that I didn't know she had, that I was able to garner last night from the things she said. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I really agree with you on a lot of points, because that was my main concern. Would she be capable? Does she have enough experience? Because I really hated to see Joe Biden go, because that man is very experienced. And she had said, it's time to turn the page. I don't know. I think you probably feel the same way. I'm so tired of this old song and dance. We have a man here that's only out for himself. Kamala's there for the people. And I'm sick and tired of dealing with, you know, like with the health insurance. He has a concept. Well, if you want to get rid of Affordable Care Act, I mean, and then here he goes. You want to get rid of something that wants to work, right? You want to get rid of a concept, you know, wow. And whoop-de-doo. Here, another thing. Here you are. You want to deal with an international scene. You're whining and dining dictators. You're catering to terrorist organizations like the Taliban. I mean, hey, I want to be safe in my country. You're stealing. When you had the chance of being a president, what did you do? You stole a bunch of top classified documents. You should be put in jail for that. You don't belong in the White House. You belong in the jailhouse. But anyhow, thanks for
Well, you know, Don, you brought up some really good and strong points, man. You know, clearly Donald Trump, you know, said that he doesn't know what they asked him point blank, what he would do about the Affordable Care Act. After all this time, he's saying he's going to replace it. She asked him, what do you have? We're working on it. I'm not the president right now. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will rule on whether mobile voting vans can be used in future elections. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. A ruling is not expected until after the November election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
The Women's Health Protection Act would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was this time last year the city of Waukesha got connected with a 9/11 memorial organization. Waukesha was the recipient of a survivor tree seedling from the 9/11 Memorial Seedling Program. That's an effort to recognize the city's strength in the aftermath of the Christmas parade attack. The seedling, part of a program that has run for a decade, symbolizes hope for communities affected by large-scale tragedies. There are other 9/11 events being held throughout the area, including at the War Memorial in Milwaukee and in Kewaskum. Opioid settlement money is getting put into action in Milwaukee County. David Crowley, county executive, has signed a resolution allocating $8.5 million from opioid settlement funds to combat the ongoing epidemic. The funding is part of just over $100 million in settlement money paid out over 15 years by pharmaceutical companies and corporate pharmacies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Drea DiMatteo says that when she auditioned for The Sopranos, she thought it was a show about opera. DiMatteo played the character Adriana on the show that ran for 6 seasons, and she's not the only cast member who at first thought the show was music-related. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played Meadow Soprano, also thought she was auditioning for a show about singers, primarily because she had little TV experience and her background was in musical theater. Sigler told Justin Long on his Life is Short podcast that while at the audition, she did not see an accompanist, so she offered to sing a cappella for creator David Chase, the series producer, who seemed confused. Interestingly enough, neither Sigler or DiMatteo figured out the show was not about music until season 3. I made that last part up. These and other fun stories about The Sopranos can be viewed in the new documentary Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos, airing on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us for a very special edition of the show next time, live from Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, players, filmmakers, and more in your calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, phone lines are open. I want to hear your opinion, your thoughts on what you saw in the debate last night. As I stated earlier, you know, I wasn't watching it so much for the debate, a one-on-one debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Anybody who could have thought that it was some possibility that Donald Trump would have a chance in any debate against a woman as educated as Kamala Harris is, you would have known that was an impossible task. So I didn't watch it, you know, for that. I didn't watch it for the train wreck that it became. You know, you knew, without even giving it a second thought, you knew that Donald Trump was not going to be able to hold his composure. That's not who he is. We knew what was going to happen. We knew Donald Trump was going to lose his composure and go off the rails, and he did that. But again, I wanted to see whether or not Kamala Harris would show the strength and to be able to stand erect and answer questions and show some strength. I saw that. So I'm reassured now, more so than I ever was before, that this could happen, right? I mean, realistically, let's give it some real thought about where we are here. This woman is on the verge of becoming the first female president in the history of our nation. That's where we are. And don't let anybody fool you. They're going to come at her with all manner of things. But she showed last night she's up to the task. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, I watched the debate in its entirety. I wanted to see how well she would perform. And she did admirably. She did what every intelligent woman in this country stands for. And for so long, men have put women down. But women have common sense. They raise the children. They read consistently, and they know their facts. And you know, when I come to you, I always have my facts.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Because I do. Because men always say, well, where did you get that from? Well, here's the book. I underlined it for you. And this is the fact. And that's how I deal with men who actually try to debase me because I am a woman. But she is a smart, intelligent woman, and she will do a really good job. And she's going to turn this country around like you've never seen before. And I really appreciate her a lot.
You know, Susan.
And I hope that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, no, no. Finish your point. Finish your point.
I just hope that people realize finally that women have a place in this country. We need to break that glass ceiling and to show that women can do the job just as well as a man, and maybe in some cases better. Not that I'm putting men down. I'm not. I'm just saying that we have worked so hard for so long for you to actually see us in that line, in that light, instead of just having babies and cleaning the house.
You know, Susan.
And that's all I have.
No, you said a lot. Hang on, Susan. Because that's the point. That's the issue. The issue, again, is a woman. And I'm ready for a woman to ascend to the presidency of the United States. I absolutely am. Because, you know, it's time. And so there are very bright women in the world. And they have been for a long, long time. And so men are blinded when they can't see that the other side of the equation of humanity and the creation is a woman. And she wasn't created to be a plaything. And so the Creator gave her the same intellect that he gave to a man. And for men to totally dismiss that and think that, no, well, we can't have a woman as the president of the United States. For what? What have men done? Every time you turn around, we're at odds with one another. Wars, fighting one another. Trying to control what happens in the world. It's time. It's time for the perspective of a woman. And we've seen women already in different sectors of the world lead their nations. This is nothing unusual. America is what America always does, late to the party. Late to the party. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what? Tom, are you there? Okay, so let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was going to go a different direction with this phone call, but I'm going to jump on your commentary. Men have got this little thing called testosterone.
Yep.
That gets in our way of logic from time to time. We've all seen it. We see it on a regular basis. It's not a mystery. It is a real thing. And can you imagine our nation to where we revered women instead of more or less treat them like second-class citizens? You know, they're not paid anywhere near what the men are paid. We all know that. The glass ceiling is real as the sun rising over the lake every morning. It's a real thing. And now picture a culture of a nation that respects women and maybe even take it a little further. You know, if we had statues of like Venus in all these cities across America for all of us to revere and respect the strength of women and the knowledge and all that they bring to humanity. Instead of ridiculing and separating and sparring with women, you know, the biggest thing that I saw last night in the debate was a way forward.
Yes.
That, you know, it's comfortable for everybody that we all can kind of lean into and not flinch away or wince away from because it's obnoxious or crazy. It's sanity. It's what we've all been longing for. Earl, and it was refreshing. So the last thing I like to say is just having a little bit of pushback in fact-checking. And he only did it three times, I think, Trump. But it knocked him right off his game.
Yes.
But more importantly, it revealed to the American people that it's bone spurs that he's been spewing. It's, you know, these culture war issues that really don't matter much. You know, there's a different place for it. It's not for 2024 going forward. That's yesterday's nonsense. I'm excited about America's future. I'm excited about having Kamala Harris represent and lead our nation. And I'm very, very happy that she mopped up the floor with Donald Trump.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I want to get back to this whole perspective of having a woman ascend to the presidency of the United States. It was only a month or so ago that we were in mourning because Donald Trump looked like he was, and he still could possibly become the president of the United States. But our nation is in need of an infusion of hope. It's in need of a new direction. It's in need of a transformation. You don't get that from Donald Trump. Anybody who doesn't think that our nation is at a tipping point is either blind or, you know, they're suffering from delusion. Our nation is, if ever there was a time, Mike, for this to take place, it is right now. Our nation is off its moorings. It has been for a long time. And, you know, and a woman brings something that a man could never bring. And that's some sensitivity. And so our nation doesn't, everything is not a nail, Mike. We don't always need a hammer. So if people believe that Donald Trump, you know, which we know is a hammer, I heard him last night. Well, you know, all the other nations were afraid of me. They said, afraid of me. Did you hear him? He didn't speak from the perspective of our nation. He spoke from the perspective of him. Well, you know, not all these other people are afraid of me. Who are they afraid of you, man? Who are you? You're one person. The United States of America, Mike, the last time I checked, is not an individual, is it?
And look how quickly America warmed up to Kamala.
Yes.
America wants Kamala Harris. They want something different. Enough of the 78, 79-year-old windbags who have really been a detriment to our nation and done nothing but talk crap, talk America down. And that is my number one pet peeve, is I'm tired of listening to these people crap on my nation, you know, without trying to fix it. And that's what they've been doing for over 20 years now.
You know, thank you, Earl. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Mike. You know, it is time, okay? The evolution and the change of our nation has to evolve. It can't continue to live in the Cro-Magno period of time. If Donald Trump gets elected, we go back to the Cro-Magnon periods of time, the knuckle-dragging periods of time. We got to move on beyond that. So a woman is going to come in. She's going to feel the importance of nurturing. Do we need to have some nurturing instincts in our nation? Yes. Should there be somebody who's focused and concerned about the children of this nation? Yes. Bring that on. 844-967-2789 is the number. Guys, hang on the phone lines. I'm coming right back to you, I promise you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
At 17, we fell in love. High school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way. A little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank my brother for texting me this message that brings me back, you know, into perspective. Brother, thank you for that text message that you just sent me. I really love you and appreciate, you know, your advice. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. Your thoughts, man. You saw the debate. What's your perspective on it?
I personally feel that I think she did do better. I think she got under his skin as far as debate is concerned. I think he got some one-liners in there. I do think the moderators, they didn't fact-check her position at all when she was speaking. So I think that the moderators did not, it was not equally distributed in the fact check end of things. But that being said, the reality is, you know, I agree there should be a woman. I think there should be, or could be, or should be a woman for president of the United States. And the reason being, and I agree with your sentiment as well in regards with that they have a different perspective. That being the case, I don't know what her perspective is, because you kept saying that she's evolved to being as vice president. And so at the end of the day, from what she has on her website, she literally has copied the blueprint of what the Biden agenda is. She is hitched to the Biden wagon currently. And we are in a, I think we are in a precarious situation with a third world war. I know you may not think so, but I do think there has to be a different, she said she has a plan, but she never specified what the heck is in that plan. She said that word or that phrase multiple times last night without any really, you know, deep explanation of anything. She talked about, you know, obviously I think she nailed them on the abortion end of things. But outside of that, I don't see where she really was laying out, okay, what is the vision? What is your plan? And I know that, you know, people are going to disagree with me, but that's the way I interpret it from what I could tell.
So, David, did you hear when they asked Donald Trump what his plan was for health care? He didn't have one. You know, when we point out what Kamala Harris didn't have, and we just totally disavow the fact that Donald Trump, when asked about the Affordable Care Act and what his plan was, you know, to replace it, he said, I'm not the president, but we're working on it. So I think when we say that she doesn't have a plan, and we totally dismiss the fact that he doesn't have one, I guess that's kind of where it's hard for me to, man, it's hard for me to see, you know, that and say, well, I'm gonna say Kamala Harris is not ready. She doesn't have, but him we give a pass to.
So this is a question I have for you, Earl. What is the end game with Ukraine? Why isn't that even brought up in the conversation last night? What is the end game with Ukraine and Russia? I want to know what that is, because we are now 2.5 years in, and it's getting worse.
So, Dave, I would ask you, Donald Trump, they asked him that question. He didn't give a direct answer. So this is what I mean, man. So we're asking a woman who is vice president. She's never been the president. And the man who was the president before all this happened, they asked him the question. He had no answer. But yet we go towards Kamala Harris and say, we don't know what her answer is. That's the part of it, Dave, that I think some of us have a hard time, understanding.
Well, keep in mind, she is the vice president. She's been there for 3.5+ years. We've been in a war for 2.5 years, technically, against Russia, but a proxy kind of a way. And, we were not going to send over military jets and tanks and stuff initially. And then that got turned around. And she could have told Biden, say, hey, listen, I don't think that's a good idea, because now it's getting ramped up.
So Dave, let me ask you, do you think that when Donald Trump was president, Mike Pence got to tell him anything? Do you think he did? Do you think Mike Pence, as the vice president, told Donald Trump anything that Donald Trump listened to? So why do we expect, that saying, we don't give the same kind of deference to Kamala Harris?
Well, again, if we want to see a different vision, she could have easily proposed that to him. And she is second in command.
So was Mike Pence.
She's the president.
Hey, David, so was Mike Pence. He was second in command. All right, man, thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest, Dr. Robert Craig, will be joining us on the other side. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines first, so hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady.
Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we've made. It's too hot.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a familiar voice on our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good, our friend and congressional candidate, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The stars of Bruce City Wrestling are back at the Waukesha Elks Lodge. 2301 Springdale Road, Saturday, September 14th for Fall Frenzy. Don't miss the BCW Women's Title Grudge Matches. Rookie sensation Story Denali challenges Raven Radix. The Apex athlete CJ Cole will put the BCW Heritage title on the line against Yeti Henderson in an electrifying rematch. And the Ace of Diamonds, Mab Boom, returns to face off with the one-man riot squad, Gutter Wicks. Cards subject to change. Tickets on sale right now at BruceCityWrestling.com. Doors open at 6:45. Saturday, September 14th, Fall Frenzy. Be there!
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.